great time. So these are all original pieces. The text has been written by Michael Williams, and as you can see in the program, Colleen has written one of these pieces herself. And then the other pieces were specifically commissioned for this project. Is that correct?
Yep.
So, welcome. Thank you for coming. Here we go. A
So I just wanted to give a little bit of background. I thought that might be a little interesting and a little helpful for everybody. Pandas, and Colleen, you'll need to help me on this. But the pair of pandas, that last piece, was written in partly due to the fact that twin pandas are rare. Is that correct? So when twin pandas are born, that is a very, very, very rare thing. And both of them are at the Atlanta Zoo. Atlanta Zoo. Okay, great. So this next piece is called The Water Horse or Hippopotamus. And this is a hippopotamus named Fiona. And the special thing about Fiona is, Colleen? That's correct. She was premature. So in Cincinnati, she's in the Cincinnati Zoo, and the Cincinnati Children's Hospital developed all these different methods for keeping this premature hippopotamus alive, and it has survived and is now thriving. The water horse, or hippopotamus. Hippopotamus means water horse in Greek. Perhaps because they love to stand in water eye deep. No one thinks of a hippo being sleek as a seal nor graceful as an otter. The water horse or hippopotamus. A water horse or hippopotamus was born at the zoo this year. That was wonderful news to a lot of us. And so we stand up and cheer Fiona, the water horse or hippopotamus. The baby hippo doesn't look like a horse. She does not trot or gallop, it's true. You wouldn't saddle or ride her, of course, and you wouldn't want her to fall upon you. Fiona, the water horse, or hippopotamus. So, what can we say about the hippopotamus? She stands on her feet and sits on her bottomus. Even underwater, her eyes keep showing, and even when she's grown, her teeth keep growing. Fiona, the water horse. Or hippopotamus. Thank you. So help me out, Colleen, the lemur. Where is the lemur?
Chicago.
In Chicago. And what is special about this particular lemur? Well, besides being cute, right? It's a lemur, so it's cute, right? It's in Chicago. Cute lemur in Chicago. Seriously, what's not to like? Lemurs leap. Lemurs leap from limb to limb in the trees of Madagascar. Lemurs scoop their morning meal from the fruits of Madagascar. Lemurs run and jump and play in the hills of Madagascar. Lemurs groom each other's fur in the sun of Madagascar. When lemurs too live in the zoo, do they dream of Madagascar? Thank you. I don't know about you, but it's hard not to want to get up and run and jump and leap with that music. I could just see this lemur kind of jumping through the trees on the last part of that. Another amazing story here. It's surprising what a little super glue can do. The penguin is Elmer, the penguin. And where is Elmer right now? The Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. During incubation, Elmer's egg cracked, and they were able to glue it back together. A little Humpty Dumpty there for you. Love it. The cracked egg. A cracked penguin egg is ruined, they say. Will never hatch, they say. No good, they say. It must be thrown away. But there are those who wander beyond what they know, who wonder if, what if, I could know something new. Would a dab of glue do to repair the crack just long enough to hold the edges just tight enough? It's not ruined, they say. Might hatch, they say. Could be good, they say. Let's give it a try, they say. Don't throw it away. Niran, the clouded leopard. And where is Niran? Here. Niran is here.
Nashville Zoo,
of course. So, Niran was a product of artificial insemination and a successful product of artificial insemination. Clouded leopards, to begin with, are very rare, even more so trying to have these animals breed. And when Niran was first born, they thought Niran was a boy, a male. And then several months later, they discovered, not a boy, female, which was even more exciting because that makes Niran one of three existing breeding females in captivity. Again, another little miracle. If you meet a clouded leopard, along a crowded street, what kind of creature would you meet? Part earth, part sky, this wildcat's fur looks like square brown patches on a quilt with clouds stretched out on all four sides. If you meet a clouded leopard hanging by her back legs from the limb of a tree, just step away slowly. She won't fall kerplunk. Instead, she's likely to start climbing toward you head first down the trunk. If you meet a clouded leopard on the street or in a tree, don't dare tease it or pull its tail. Get out of there quickly.